Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Administrator, joins us.
The Employee Relations Committee, which is we have one committee made up of teachers and another committee made up of support staff. They presented their requests to the school board, and the board will now take a few months to review them and decide which things they will pass. One request was they would like the board to consider increasing the payout for unused sick leave, and that currently is at $60 a day. They also have asked the board to increase the payout for unused personal leave days, and again, that is also at $60 a day. These things haven't changed since 2009. The third request was for after 14 years of service, so when you start your 15th year, they are asking that teachers start that year with 3 personal days. Right now, every teacher is allowed to start the year with 2 personal days. They are allowed also to carry a total of 5. So you can start with 2, and if you had 3 from the previous year, you can carry those. You can't carry more than 5. Fourth one is to have one more funeral day. One more funeral day. Do you get 3 funeral days a year for an immediate family member? And anything after that, if there was a funeral an employee wanted to attend, they would have to use a sick leave day or a personal day or a day without pay. So they were asking for one more funeral day a year. The board was updated on a finance meeting. We talked about the breakfast program. Current breakfast and lunch is free this year. We're seeing a lot more students eat breakfast, which is a great thing. But we were trying to find ways to get more of a hot meal, especially at the elementary school in Medford. So we are going to be able to do that 2 days a week. Otherwise, because of social distancing guidelines, we just aren't able to pull that off. The kids have to eat in the classroom. The food has to be carried down there. When you have a hot meal, you are under a certain time limit for safety. And the other buildings don't run into those issues. They don't have the number of kids that are eating them, or they're able to eat them on the go at the high school and the middle school, etc. So we talked about that. We looked at the budget. We always do. Where we stand, talked about our OPEB, which is our retirement count, and what we should be putting into that every year. So there's a couple of the things that were covered at the finance meeting. We talked briefly about our enrollment and our section numbers. This is February is the time where we first look at it, early indications. A lot of questions. Because of COVID this last year, not only Medford, but a lot of districts saw a slight dip in enrollment, and where you saw that was maybe in your pre-K, your kindergarten classes, because some families maybe just didn't send their kids to school this year. So you're wondering where that will go if and when we get out of this pandemic. So we talked a little bit about that.
And we'll have more of our visit with Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.